Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape. Well, here we are, Mike Bazzelli, Brian Edward, and by the way, my first official review for Berg Vivant.
Yes, you're going to be co-reviewing with me.
Lo, these many years, I've kind of just stayed on the sidelines, kicked the ball back into play, but now, because I owe it to culture,
I am
in the game. So, here we are, talking about the Revolutionists.
Viva la Revolution!
Can we say this is a feminist play?
It is a play written by a woman, directed by a woman, with an all-female cast, Yes, I think we can.
Well, and here we are, two dudes attempting to review this. Yeah, we're going to get crucified
for this. I'm not comfortable about that.
Yeah, a very strong piece. And, you know, I love this, but, you know, always at first glance when I've seen this on the program and on billboards around town, this lovely, I guess, henta tattoo, at first glance, I always mistake it for arm hair. When I look at it, I'm like, hey, all right.
I was the model.
Don't mess with it.
I was the model for that.
I think there's no question that this was very well done.
Well done. To every detail.
Yeah.
The costumes by Susan Chu, first of all, the set.
Oh, yeah, Susan Chu's costumes were really works of art.
Yes.
And, you know, of the, French Revolution period, but just so beautiful to look at. And if you notice, there was a lot of striking subtlety. For example, Marie Antoinette, who is well known for her end that she achieved by way of the guillotine, wore a very thin red ribbon around her neck. Gorgeous to look at. And Lauren Gunderson, the playwright, has had a lot of success, as a playwright recently. And after seeing this, I can see why.
Yes. It was hilarious. I laughed a lot. I do want to say it was a little long.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I would have loved it as a one without an intermission, because I think the intermission stalled it, because it was just flowing and moving. Well, I think if she would have cut a little bit more of it, we could have had a one act and it would have been flawless.
But I'll say this about it. You know, the premise, first of all, is it's sort of a fantasy of the famous French playwright.
All the women were real.
Yes. The playwright Olympe
de Gouges.
Portrayed by Dana Michelle Griffith.
Channeling Lucille Ball.
Yeah, it was very funny. And is sort of put into a situation with all of these other female revolutionists.
Right. They all show up at her house. They were all alive at the same time.
Charlotte Corday, Marianne and Gilles, who was sort of the Cuban revolutionist that was railing against everything that was happening in France. And Charlotte Corday, who was an assassin, essentially.
Yes.
And Marie Antoinette, who was queen at the time, so wasn't on the same level, but it was very interesting to put her into the mix. So it was sort of a fantasy that, you know, if all of these women collided at that time, and it follows de Gouges sort of trying to write a play about it, and the language is very contemporary and it's very funny.
Yes.
So there were a lot of pokes and jabs at the actual structure of theater and of a play.
That was the one of the things that was just a little bit too maybe I'm overly sensitive to that. There's a lot of theater talk.
Yeah,
but whereas if they would have stuck to the four women, who all had very strong passions of where they were going and what they wanted in life.
But I think they did come across.
Oh, they did.
I think they did.
And massively acted.
To your point about, maybe it being a little lengthy and, the intermission stopped things, not to give too much away, but Act 1 is very different in tone than Act 2.
Oh, yeah.
And
But they let you know. They let you know things are going to be changing.
But so I think that, you know, dividing it that way was appropriate. And mm-hmm. as it sort of does poke fun at the structure of drama, Act One, I think, is very much the comedy. Act Two is the tragedy. Yeah. I mean, really, it's all very tragic considering you're talking about the revolution.
And all very funny, though, too.
Still. Right. And that you can deal with these, you know, the tragic issues of the revolution mm-hmm. and also, you know, women's rights through in a yeah. very, very comedic way. Perfectly cast.
Yes. Oh, my God. Drew Lee.
It's just...
I just laughed just thinking
Marie
about her
Antoinette.
Marie Antoinette.
I mean, there's a lot to be said, but I think mm-hmm. all in all, when you cannot possibly picture the play done with anybody else...
Oh, yeah, no.
I mean, you know you've got an excellent cast.
Moira.
They were all spot on. And I think this was a beautiful collaboration between actors, director, playwright... Because it came off very well, but what the actors brought to there was so much nuance that they brought to their portrayals mm-hmm. that couldn't possibly have been scripted. You know, it was either, you know, these directorial touches or these, you know, nuances that the actors brought to it that just really made it soar and so very funny.
I could not see Marie Antoinette any other way now.
Oh my gosh, she no. could Drew Lee William have a career playing this character. I mean, commercials. I mean, really, just very funny. And you know, all of them, you know, were very funny,
Quigley,
but could turn on a dime and, you know, be very poignant. And I think it came across beautifully.
Right. Shamika Cotton, excellent. The set, I will never look at a fleur-de-lis the same way. Ever again.
Did you... Okay, so it struck you as especially feminine as well.
Well, yeah. Well, that and you know, what they said about it in the wilted fork.
Oh! Oh, yeah, because they were... But no, the background is just like probably like 100 fleur-de-lis.
Yes.
And no, but didn't you find that they sort
I think
of...
the plural of fleur-de-lis is
fleur-de-lis.
Yeah.
But no, is it just me, or didn't you find that they all looked a little...
They looked a little,
like,
yeah.
especially feminine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Georgia O'Keefe-ish. Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you. That's, and so many of them, it was kind of... It was subtle, but once you got it, it was like, whoa, there's a lot of them up there.
I'm sure any misogynist was saying, but, watching the play.
No, I know. I hope that was the intent of the design. Otherwise, I'm coming off like a total pervert. But no, I got it. I got it. And, you know, I think that those that might be expecting a traditional linear plotline story, you know, might be disappointed, but there's so much more happening.
It's very,
very smart.
Meta. It's
yeah.
very meta. I enjoyed all of that. I enjoyed learning about these women in a funny, unique way. It's
yeah.
like, I need to... Because history is written by men.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great to see what women were doing. Because think about this, like, before Betsy Ross, did you ever, like, in high school... ever remember hearing about any other woman in history?
I know.
This is come on, it's time.
And of course, it's difficult to watch this play and not be applying it to present context.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it doesn't hit that over the head. You know, you're sort of left to walk away with that. But I mean, that's very present, I think.
Yeah.
And especially considering that all of these women were executed for ridiculing the establishment. And my
God. Actually just speaking up.
Well,
really,
right. And
even.
If, you know, certain leaders had their way today, that might be what
off with their heads.
Might be what's going on here. But yes.
There'd be a lot of headless citizens in America.
I think very, very a smart contemporary play.
Yes.
Very well done from all aspects, from performance to direction to production. Very, very well done and very worth seeing. I would say a perfect cast for a very sharp contemporary play.
Agreed. So think about it. Like, the only women in history I know are all the ones that are mentioned in that song from Maud.
The theme song.
Lady Godiva was a freedom rider.
She didn't care if the whole world looked. Okay, so you're learning because she rode the horse nude, yeah, you know.
Right.
Joan of Arc with the Lord to guide her. She was a sister who really cooked, which I thought was in poor taste.
Very poor.
But yeah.
And then Betsy Ross had it also.
And then there's Maude.
And then there's Maude.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.